It's Bosch and Marsh.
Bosch and Marsh.
Back for another episode.
So, how are you guys doing today? Great. So basically today, we're going to be starting off by talking. We have a few announcements. So our first announcement is that we have some more merch coming very soon. I don't know when, sometime
news
soon.
To me. News here too.
So basically,
sorry, Bosch.
Yeah, I make the rules.
Bosch
so,
does make the rules.
So anyways, some of our announcements are that, and then we also have a few shout outs to give.
What the?
One of our shout outs is going to be to the Dollar Tree. They sponsored this video. And then
it's the Dollar E.
Dollar E. Yes. And then on our other person is Charlie. He's at Kroger right now.
Our boy Charlie.
And we really appreciate his hard work getting us the food. So today's topic, today we're going to talk about a question that I think is cool. So the question is,
Marsh can ever say anything?
Hey, we're talking
Marsh,
here.
Marsh doesn't talk.
Marsh doesn't talk. So the question is, then I'm Bosch. I'm Marsh.
You
Marsh.
Really are Marsh.
Yeah, so then Marsh. The question today is, if you walked into a jungle, what is the first thing that you would pick up? I don't know. That was stupid.
Really stupid.
If you...
Okay,
we gotta
turn it over to the real Bosch and Marsh.
Let's turn it over to the real Bosch and Marsh. Those are some imposters right there. That was Scarf and Blowjangles trying to take over our podcast.
No, I just ripped the thing off your sweatshirt. I'm sorry, that's all.
Scarf just ripped the thing off my sweatshirt.
By the way, Felicity, you're a turd.
Okay.
That's not allowed. No one
Yeah, we're
in
trying
Felicity.
To keep this PG-13.
Oh, that was what was that?
No. That was rated R.
No.
Oh.
We do not talk about
the memo.
Feces.
Whoa! It's not feces.
Well,
this is going downhill.
This is going downhill quickly. How about we take over real Bosch and Marsh?
We should take over.
Okay, signing in. Bosch and Marsh.
Shut up. real Bosch and Marsh signing in. That was 2.5 minutes of nonsense you guys just had to listen to.
That was not nonsense.
So our podcasts are never nonsense.
We have to apologize for his ramblings. I'm going to kick him right now.
I did that on purpose, guys. Just got to waste time. I
thought you were sleep talking.
All right, the podcast is over. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yes. Seth will see you tomorrow.
Seth will see you tomorrow.
Bosch and I are now going to come into the actual podcast.
Let's give him his address.
Let's give everybody Seth's address.
If you guys come to my house, I will provide lemonade and...
Party at Seth's house 3 a.m. tonight.
No, tomorrow.
We really should release Seth's phone number on the podcast.
Come to our soccer game. Or if you guys want, you can follow me on Instagram.
True.
At DT Lemonade.
Yeah, that's good.
That's where I do, should be weekly lemonade reviews. I've been kind of slacking, but the first one I gave Minute Maid, what was a 6.8, something like that.
We all know the Homestead is going to get a 10 out of 10.
No, it won't be a 10. It'll be like an 8. Homestead
it'll be like a 9.98.
But I have gotten some offers for people that want me to try their lemonade or like other people. So I think we're going to start something big here, and then obviously the whole goal of the profile is to one day make my own lemonade, just because I'm gathering all this information from numerous sources, and then I can compile the best ingredients.
Basically, you're going to mix the best two, repackage, and sell it for double?
Yeah, pretty much, and I think that'll work really well, and then it's going to go into all your local stores. It's going to be called PT Lemonade, which stands for two
Dump
things.
Truck Lemonade.
No, yes, okay. All right, sign off, dump truck, bye.
Right, well, we're going to bill you for that advertising time later.
Yeah, we'll send it in the mail.
After that, right. 2 minutes of free advertising.
But you don't know my address.
Anyway, what else do we have? You were rocking the merch this afternoon, weren't you? Shooting some hoops?
I'm rocking the merch right now. And yeah, I was shooting the hoops, and it was a candid photo because Sam took it on my phone and I didn't realize he was taking it. And so I was looking my absolute best.
Oh,
so
yeah. I mean, anyone
I think that's
going
to go up on Instagram to promote the merch.
Anyone in our merch is looking their absolute best.
Exactly.
Well,
so
technically,
if you want to look your
absolute
best. Wear the Bosch and Marsh merch, and you're going to just be, like, it can be formal, it can be casual, it can be, you know, whatever you want.
I wear it every day.
I'm going to wear it in my wedding.
I attract all the ladies.
That's the plan. Seth attracts all the ladies.
He doesn't even have a Bosch and Marsh shirt.
If he had a Bosch and Marsh shirt, he would attract all
the ladies. That's why he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Seth. Bosch and Marsh shirt.
So, if any of you are interested, just let me know.
Blind date for Seth Tucker.
You can hit me up on Instagram, Seth.Tuck.
Or DT right,
well,
Lemonade.
Before Seth advertises himself, 2 minutes.
Go buy a painting. I'm kind of
Hey, Seth.
Some lemonade, date Seth.
Seth, shut your mouth.
Sorry.
Do we have anything we really want to talk about? Oh, the SNL video of the parody of the presidential debate is really funny. You should go watch it.
It's boss.
I was in
there. I think that we should do our own.
Seth was in it, yeah.
We should do our own and post it on our Instagram.
All right, let's do it right now.
That'd be kind of stupid. I think.
Okay, I'll be the moderator, you'd be Trump, and you're...
The problem is the moderator would end up talking the entire time.
No, all right, let's do a little mock one right now. Okay, I'll ask my first question. Okay. So, okay, the first question is directed towards Biden over here.
I find that very insulting.
So, Joe Biden, here's your first question. So, if you were to become president, what would your policy be on...
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. We will continue with the podcast.
No. Come on. We got to finish the debate. What would your policy be with immigration? Just kidding. All right. debate's over.
I think we better end this podcast before Seth does even more damage. He's trying to get in a lot of unpaid advertisements.
We don't have to post it, but...
Come to my lemonade store. It's called DT Lemonade off North Main.
Yeah, or you can follow him at Seth.Tuck.
Yeah, you do that too.
Yeah.
Or Snapchat, SethTucker68. You can add me and I'll add you back. We can snap, start a streak.
Uh-huh.
Also,
all right. Well, that's about it for the day. Bosch and Marsh signing off.
And I feel like we didn't jingles.
Discuss anything actual. We didn't actually
discuss
anything.
No, that was the whole
anything.
Point of this podcast, just to kind of ramble. But also, guys, if you want your merch, you can buy some...
Seth, shut up. Boston Marsh, signing off. Your phone turned off.
My DT Lemonade
You just started
merch.
It again.